Unit 38, that's a 10-1, that's half 36. Copy, it's 1-4, show us on route, ETA 2 minutes.
Welcome to Running Code, the podcast where you, the viewer or the listener, get to know a little bit more about us, the men and women of the Newport News, Virginia Police Department. Hello, Melissa. Good to see you again, as always.
Am I sitting here next to a Buffalo Bills jersey?
Yeah, Buffalo Bills representing. Yeah. I'm telling you right now, folks, the upcoming year is our year. Wouldn't you agree, Melissa?
Would not.
What shirt are you wearing?
It's the Steelers championship. Okay. You know, we won the Super Bowl back in 2005. Right.
Well, let's see what our guest is wearing, will you?
If it wasn't for the shirt, I think you might be a cool person. But we'll let the interview speak for itself. You want to tell the folks who you are?
Hi, I'm Officer Samantha Stamp and repping the Patriots.
Are you really?
Oh, gosh.
So we have the NFL thing going here today?
Absolutely.
It's funny how that works out every now and again.
Absolutely. Love it.
We're going to forgive you today. We're going to forgive you.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, we were really bad last year. So.
It's all right. Listen, we're all subject to get better, like life, right?
Mm-hmm.
There
Absolutely.
It is.
Tell
there
us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Absolutely. So I'm 28 years old, native to New York, upstate New York. Currently working down south on South Watch 2 Bravo, but will soon be part of the new South HIP team.
Now, when you say Watch 2, that's the evening hours?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So you said you were from upstate New York.
Correct.
Right? And upstate New York is where my wife is from.
Okay.
She's from Village of Hilton, New York, near Greece, mm-hmm. right? Spencer Port. Are you familiar with those areas?
Yep. I'm from Oneonta. So,
okay. So about an hour and a half or so away from
so.
Her. Now, having said that, why aren't you wearing a Buffalo Bills shirt if you're from upstate New York?
Because she's smart.
Oh, okay.
No, my mom actually grew up in Easton, Massachusetts.
Okay.
So big Red Sox, Patriots.
Got it.
Bruins, Celtics, okay. House.
So you're in law enforcement. However, it didn't start out that way.
No, it did not.
Tell us a little bit about how that evolved.
Absolutely. So law enforcement was always going to be my end goal. I started out by going to Alfred University to obtain my bachelor's. I obtained it in criminal justice with minors in psychology and chemistry. And during that time, I saw a shift in law enforcement where being a police officer became very scary. Cops were kind of looked at as the bad side. And being up in New York, we kind of saw a shift. And at the time, I was a little nervous about the whole idea. So a professor of mine, Dr. Michelle Lowry, her and I went into the side of forensics. I really loved the chemistry, all of the science behind solving crime, DNA, fingerprints. So I started studying forensics. With that shift led me into OSI, which is the Office of Special Investigations for the Air Force. So once I graduated from Alfred University with my bachelor's, I transitioned to the Air Force with hopes of going OSI. Unfortunately, while I was in the Air Force, they changed the process for how you go into OSI, and it became a very elongated process. Mm-hmm. So while I was active duty Air Force, I ended up earning my master's in forensic science through St. Leo University, continuing on through the master's program. I then applied to the Newport News Police Department for the forensics unit. Started with that. However, on day two, I spoke with Sergeant Ramdahl, and immediately I was transitioning to the police academy.
Really?
So it,
did not
it was,
take you long,
no,
did it?
No, it did not.
Wow, that's amazing. And you went to St. Leo University, which is my alma mater. ODU is yours.
Absolutely. Okay.
Did you attend school at, by any chance, one of the military bases?
Yes. So I was mainly online for my master's. But they worked directly with Langley Air Force Base and our education center. And then I was actually able to attend in-person graduation ceremony in Savannah, Georgia.
Okay, that's fascinating. Wow, that's I went to St. Leo University, got my criminal justice and bachelor's and my master's degree. So you were in the service. You were in the U.S. Air Force?
Yes, sir.
How long did you serve?
Your service.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Absolutely. So I served 4 years active duty. My whole time was at Langley Air Force Base, and then I transitioned to the reserves for a couple years and was stationed up at Dover Air Force Base.
Dover.
Absolutely fascinating. What did you do while you were in the service? Yes. What was your MOS, I guess you would call it?
So we call them AFSCs in the Air Force, which is Air Force Specialty Code, so kind of like MSC. And it was a 4 Alpha 1, which means I was medical logistics. So I was in charge of, while I was active duty, I was in charge of all of the DOD contractors that worked with our hospital.
Wow.
And then when I was up at Dover Air Force Base, we were in charge of all of the equipment and medical supplies. But at that time, I was actually a staff sergeant, so I was a supervisor. So I headed up my unit.
Wow. That's amazing. Wow. Good for you.
Thank you.
The talent that comes to this area. Yes. Due to the military is absolutely amazing.
I agree totally with you. So forensics, you go into it, you're there a short period of time, you go into the law enforcement side.
Yes.
Any regrets?
Absolutely not.
Love it.
It's the best decision I've ever made in my life.
Wow.
Wow.
Thank you, retired Sergeant Ramdahl. I don't know what he said to you, but clearly it worked. I mean, yeah. you already wanted to do it anyway, but just maybe needed a little bit of a nudge, mm-hmm. little
yeah.
understood.
Yeah, so it goes back to that meeting that one person that makes a difference, and where you have that life-defining moment.
Changes and we've your whole trajectory.
And all three of us have had it.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Wow. Mm.
So you said a little bit about South HIP, which at this point is just the high-impact patrol group
Correct.
That South has. Have you guys gotten started, or is it coming? What's going on with that?
So we've done our interview process. So we've developed our team. Currently, we're just waiting for the manning mm-hmm. to finally start it up. But we have our supervisor, our lieutenant, who's going to be on the team. And we're looking at hopefully May time. But with the upcoming class of our graduates, we should have the positive sign in our view.
Just in time for the summer.
Yes.
So interesting how that happens.
Yeah, absolutely. How long have you been with the City of Newport News now, total between forensics and the PD, the actual operational side?
Yep, just under 3 years.
Under 3 years. And you're in HIP unit in 3 years?
Yes, wow. sir.
Yeah, and we were just talking
about
that.
We just said that, how, you know, this department, if nothing else, you can move around and do some things around here.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Doesn't take long as you're committed and you're putting in the work.
Yeah, and it's not so much time-based as it once was when I, a man of 58 years, soon to be 59, was coming up, right? It was all about the time. How much time have you put in? Now it's about the talent. We look at that individual for their skill set, right? And their ability, especially, to communicate.
Right.
And if they have that talent, and we have a spot where they'll benefit not only the agency, but obviously the community we serve,
then that
transition takes place. Obviously, there's a process where you have to interview and all that good stuff, too. Right. But that's the beauty of an agency of our size and, of course, our leadership as well. Yep. Mm-hmm. So let me ask you this. What do you do on your off-duty time? What do you do to decompress? Job is stressful. It really is. How do you unwind?
So I actually train horses. So I have my own business. It's called SS Equestrian. And I train both horses and train riders to ride horses.
So when you say train horses, what does that entail?
So it's entailed something as simple as just giving horses some hours. A lot of training. Horse riding is just under saddle hours, just constantly getting out there, kind of putting the horse through the certain steps in order to just kind of realize what's going on. All the way to I've broken a couple horses, which means taking them as a young horse, 2-3 years old, adding the saddle, adding the rider, and helping develop the muscle and pushing them up into whatever their career ends up being.
Wow. So you actually domesticate? Is that the correct term? Like they go from being a horse that's not rideable to a horse that is?
In a sense, yes. I've never specifically taken any wild Mustangs or anything from kind of the wild, in a sense, and domesticated them. But I have taken them up through the ages. So we normally don't start work riding horses until they're about 2-3 years old. At that time, they've developed the back muscle and the leg muscle in order to be able to carry a rider.
Wow.
But yeah, training them up
it's
from
a whole
that.
Process.
And
that is so cool. Wow. We have such interesting people in this department, I swear.
I'm telling you, the talent that comes to this area, we are so blessed.
Absolutely. I'm not a horse. Have you ever ridden a horse? I've never.
So yes, I have, and no, it was not pretty. I'm just glad social media wasn't that big of a thing when I I attempted it. It was not.
I might ride a pony maximum. That's about the extent of my. I have a because they're very loving animals. I know that in speaking with other folks who have worked with horses, but they're so large that they can be quite intimidating. Yeah, they're not for you.
Not at all.
No. So it's as funny as it is. I was actually having this conversation with one of my coworkers the other day. And we, so her name's Ashley. She's actually our Hampton Niben tech. Mm-hmm. So she rides up, her daughter rides up at the barn that I ride with. And she was watching me train the horse that I'm currently working with. And she had asked, she's like, doesn't this ever freak you out? He was throwing his little temper tantrum. And I can honestly say that riding a horse has never scared me. Wow. And so.
That's incredible.
Yeah, I love it. And especially once you get to the point where they kind of like have that tick of realization and they're like, oh, that's what you want me to do. And they just start listening. It's like, wow, I just taught this 800-pound animal to do something.
You like seeing the process. You like seeing the light come on.
Oh, yes.
Very cool.
So the future, what's in store for you in the future? I mean, I know you're going to go to HIP. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you'll do a good job. You're obviously driven, right, to do the right thing and work hard. What's something you're looking at down the road?
Biggest thing, I want FAU. I would love to work with the Fugitive Apprehensive Unit. Right now, even on patrol, I try my hardest to constantly work with them. I'm friends with most of the members on the team, and I've gone out of my way to type up real-time location data search warrants, cell phone search warrants, court orders. I do a lot of the background research for even just low-end fugitives, trying to figure out what cars they drive and, you know, where they might lay their heads at night. Because the detectives and, you know, they find the people. But in my mind, that case isn't closed until that person, you know, is in court, you know, fully doing. And I don't like the idea of the criminals thinking that they can get away with anything. Right. So wow. I love the research behind, you know, going after people and FAU. And so that's where I'm looking towards.
Because there's a lot of work that goes on in the background. Yeah, Melissa?
It's amazing to me how that has changed. I can remember as a patrol officer going to headquarters and just swearing out or taking out warrants that were, you know, outstanding.
Sure.
And checking hotels and that kind of thing to find people that were wanted. And now it's like the whole social media aspect of it where you can utilize that to kind of track folks down. Cell phones is another thing. Then we've got, of course, the real-time crime center, like all of these different puzzle pieces that you can put together to end these investigations with a good arrest. That's awesome.
Have you ever done any extraditions, Melissa?
I have not.
Neither have I.
I have not. I know, and shame on me because they offer the classes. Again, another part of this department that, you know, just begs us to want to move forward in our careers. But I never had the opportunity.
Neither have I. How about you? Have you done any?
I have.
You have? Okay, well, tell us about it then.
I've gone on 2 flying and 1 driving, and I loved them. So my 2 flying, I got to go with Detective Gaughan. He was extremely informative during the whole process. Just a great teacher, just truly a great teacher. And then my driving one, I got to go with Detective Hillman.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, he's great.
And again, just great times, great thoughts. Obviously, all 3 of them were with females. That was why I had the opportunity to go. And so during that process, me being the female officer, I kind of take point for most of it. And it's just very rewarding to be able to pick those people up and then bring them back to Bar City in order for them to seek out their court dates and to move forward. I like to think that the case doesn't end when the warrant's taken out. It, you know, it has so much work after the fact. And so
you flew out of state? You flew out of state to other states, obviously.
I did. So I got to go to both Chicago and Tampa. So two very cool places.
Yes. Wow. Oh, maybe I need to go sit for that class. Yeah. They keep telling us to go sit for it.
And where else, what other agency does this with officers who are have less than 5 years?
Right.
I mean, what golden opportunities we have to, in this agency. And I'm not touting this agency, you know, just because I work here. It is the truth. It is the absolute truth. And I'm sure both of you agree. The opportunities here are unreal.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do is seize the moment. And next thing you know, you can be in Chicago or Tampa picking up somebody who's wanted, you know? So, but anyways, thanks for being here today. It's obviously a pleasure to get to know more about you. Thank you so much for your service. Yeah. Really means. Are you still in the reserves now, or are you done?
Unfortunately, I'm not.
Okay.
I very much wanted to stay out, but at the time, the drive to Dover, it was just, it was a little bit too much. So
I can't imagine.
It's a bit of a ride.
With when you got traffic involved, it could be up to a 5-hour drive and
to and from. Yeah.
Wow. So how are we on time, by the way, Matt? I'm sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself.
We're doing well. In fact, I did have one question too, if y'all don't mind.
Please.
No.
With the new unit that you're heading to, Officer, the High Impact Patrol, how does that kind of how is that different than I guess the standard sort of patrol that you do now?
That's a good question.
Yeah, absolutely. So patrol is a lot of calls for service. That's, in a sense, that's mainly patrol's job, is answering calls for service, being out there. Of course, also traffic stops and being in the areas where crime is seen and whatnot. The High Impact Patrol, we take out the calls for service aspect. So we will be doing a lot of foot patrols, a lot of bike patrols, a lot of being seen in our high crime area to give high visibility. So I work down south. So one of our new areas to kind of be seen is out at 33 in Roanoke, 33rd Street and Roanoke Ave. In the past, we've seen a lot of violent crime out there, a lot of drug crime. And due to a lot of martial courts shutting down, that crime has kind of moved a little bit eastern over towards 33rd and Roanoke area. So our HIP team will spend a lot of time out there in that area. But at the same time, we will focus on the opposite side of community policing. We'll be, like I said, foot patrols and bike patrols and being seen by our community, being a part of, you know, our 4th of July parades and events that are down there, Memorial Day events that are down there, and just, you know, showcasing to the public that we are out there, that we're constantly there to help each other. Right. And, you know, us as police, sure, we're there to fight crime, but at the same time, it's also to keep people feeling safe and happy in their homes.
So it's a balance, really. You have your crime fighting aspect, but you also have your community involvement, because you are embedded in the community, because we're part of the community, right? Police are the community are the the police.
Yes, absolutely.
So not everyone goes to HIP. I mean, you really have to be of a certain sharpness to get into High Impact Patrol.
That's right.
And I think that speaks volumes about the people who are in that division. Melissa, any other questions you can think of?
I was trying to sidestep it. I know you're trying to trigger me, and I was trying to be a gracious host.
All right.
But I will say,
all right,
that I really had to overlook the jersey. I'm gonna let it slide.
Melissa's not a fan of the Patriots, are you?
No.
We have a love for all teams. The reality is,
yeah.
Matt, can we jump into the rapid fire questions?
Sure thing.
All right, Melissa, would you like to go first?
All right, rapid fire question number one: favorite holiday.
My favorite holiday is Halloween.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. So I'm big into kind of the creepy stuff, the horror. I've been to Salem, Massachusetts during Halloween time. It was an absolutely amazing experience. If you ever drive by my house, which is here in Newport News, during Halloween time, my whole front yard has skeletons all over and graves. And we actually have one of the old time, I don't know the name for it, but it's, you know, the old handcuffs where the person's hands and their head are.
Yes.
Oh.
The stock.
Stockade.
Yep. So we have that with skeletons and flashing orange and black lights.
Do you?
Yes.
So my wife is heavy into how we have the fog machine. Oh. Yeah, we have. Yeah, we have it all. I got to send you photos.
Oh yes.
Yeah, because my wife is watching this right now, going, wow.
I got we? She's saying we? Yeah,
well, she sets it up.
I
will tell you,
on
Halloween, we stand out there and everybody says, nice job. I'm like, thank you very much. I appreciate it. But she does all the work. All right. My. Question number two, you ready?
Yes.
Sneakers, sandals, or flip-flops?
Oh, absolutely flip-flops. And that's actually, oddly enough, if I even have shoes on.
Wow.
So I'm most definitely, I hate shoes. I hate socks. Even in the snow, I'll walk outside. Being from upstate New York, I would walk outside and
wow,
just without shoes on anywhere.
Okay. So. Melissa, no way, right?
No way.
Yeah. These feet are going to be covered.
I mean, and warm. I'm a sneaker person. I have sneakers for all occasions.
Oh yeah. I got my Hokas on. Yeah. Wearing them right now. You love your Hokas
nice
too?
And comfortable.
Oh yeah. They're awesome. They're awesome.
All right. Number three, at the pool, do you dive right in? Do you just kind of tiptoe into the shallow end so that you can get used to it?
I'm probably a diver. So, I'm not a big pool person, really. So I think of pools kind of as I'm super hot. I need to dive in and, you know, get out type deal.
Uh-huh.
I have two sisters, an older and a younger sister, and they love playing in pools. So, I mean, they, you know, try to coax me in, so I would purposely just dive in, splash them, and then I'd be out.
No big deal. No big deal.
So what's your younger sister think about her, I guess, middle sister being in law enforcement?
She's very proud of me. So both my sisters live in Austin, Texas, so they actually have a completely different, you know, police force and everything down there, being Texas. Things are a little bit different, but both my sisters support me very much, look very highly upon me. And
that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Now, did they come to the graduation when you graduated? Or are they here?
No, unfortunately, they couldn't, but they watched it online.
Yeah,
so they
which
were,
is great because we do
that
too.
Shout out to the PIO's office there.
That's right.
They always take care of us.
It's live, yeah. It's live through Facebook, whatever they call it.
Facebook Live.
Mm-hmm. Facebook Live. There you go.
You start to sound like Chief.
Sorry. All right. What's your go-to dinner?
Probably pizza.
Yeah?
I love pizza.
Do you?
Yep. Just, I'm a big vegetable person, so I'll throw as many vegetables on a pizza as I can. Mushrooms, green peppers, spinach. And I, definitely making it too. Like, I love to make pizza. I think it's...
Yeah. Do you have one, Melissa? Go-to dinner?
I have a almost 13-year-old boy at home. I do a lot of dinners.
Whatever he wants is the go-to.
Yeah,
there.
Very much so. He's on this kick right now with chop subs. He wants mommy to make him a chop sub all the time.
Fascinating.
And, you know.
Okay.
What he wants, he gets.
That's right. Last question.
Okay. Favorite way to spend a rainy day?
Probably reading. I'm a big reader. And anything really. I love autobiographies, but then I also love the crime novels. It's actually on my bucket list to read every single James Patterson novel.
That's a lot of books.
I was gonna say, you could start now, and at 25 years, you probably still wouldn't be done.
Yeah.
My goodness.
I'm probably 100 in.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Now, do you have a Kindle or do you use
iPad? I do now.
iPad? Okay.
I have a Kindle now. So okay. I started with hardcover and let's just say a lot of books were being donated.
Right. Well, listen, before we go, right, you mentioned that you had that pause, right, between forensics and law enforcement. At first, you kind of looked at law enforcement and then decided to go forensics, mm-hmm. thought maybe that wasn't for you. What would you tell young men and women out there right now that are watching this podcast that have that same feeling that you had years ago? What would you tell them about this job and what would you encourage them to do?
Absolutely. I would say that for encouragement, just go with your gut. So at the time, I didn't, you know, I knew I wanted to be a police officer more than anything in the world, but I, you know, had that apprehension and So if someone has that, I would encourage you to seek out another area of law enforcement, whether that's the crime analyst, whether that's the forensics, the property and evidence side. There's so many different aspects to law enforcement. And if you end up being like me and you just need to take the jump, then I say take the jump. Because like I said, it truly was the best decision I ever made. And when I called my mom that day and, you know, told her, and she started laughing and she said, "I've been waiting for this phone call for years."
Wow. So
moms always know.
So I was the little kid who could, you know, I watched every single CSI, Criminal Minds, NCI. I mean, I think I've seen every single episode of every show. And we needed a subscription to True TV because I watched them all. So law enforcement was in my book. Oh, absolutely.
You're living a dream.
Absolutely.
And many of us are, right, Mullen? Right, Melissa? Many of us are living that dream.
And the best thing about it is, I mean, I don't think I would choose another agency to save my life either. From the moment I made this decision, everyone's backed me. Everyone's been behind me. And I've made the greatest friends here. So I love my job.
Well, what a pleasure it is to have you here. Thank you so much. Melissa, we're all over the place.
Listen, YouTube, Facebook.
Yep.
That'll send you to
Spotify.
YouTube. Spotify.
All over the world.
Apple Podcasts.
Yeah, we can be seen around the world, correct?
We're all over the place, baby.
Yeah, you got it. Well, again, it was a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for being with us. Cheers.
Unit 38, this is